Welcome, welcome, beloved audience, to yet another beautiful episode. You can't believe this. This is our 29th episode. And today, yes. Coach Shilpa, I want to welcome you in a very special way because this is the eve of our 30th episode. Can you imagine? From yes. 1 to 30, right? So we're yes. just at the eve, and I would like to welcome you in a very special way, Coach Shilpa, to this episode where we're going to be discussing 7 strategies new coaches should adopt to help them help their clients achieve success fast.
Wow.
This is why we are here today. And so, again, our audience, we want to appreciate the fact that you're with us here today. Many of you have walked this journey, 29 episodes today and counting. And so we are committing ourselves here as we make the eve to the 30th episode. We are committing ourselves once again to serve you in the area of leadership development, in the area of career revival, career transformation, coach training, leadership development, and business growth, right? So these are yes. the areas that we feel called to serve. And through our communities and through this podcast, we continue to add value. And so just like we've done in the past, today, Coach Shilpa and I are going to serve you in this area to talk about the different strategies
yeah.
that coaches can take, can use so that their clients move to their goal. Last time, episode 28, we talked about the five common mistakes that that new coaches make that stops them in their track of success.
Yeah.
That delays the success of their clients. And so in today's session, we really want to go deep a little bit and say, okay, those are the mistakes you make. But what are some of the strategies you could take to build on the mistakes so that you turn the mistakes into strengths so that you can quickly accelerate the success for your clients? And so, Coach Shilpa, I would like to invite you to the stage and take it away.
Thank you, Dr. Gerald. It's a pleasure to be here as always. And yeah, as you rightly mentioned, we are very grateful for all our audience and our viewers for Lead Talk Podcast and Lead Talk TV.
Yes.
And also, I want to acknowledge that some of you have reached out to us as you would like to be part of our upcoming program, which is High Impact Coach, which will help you turn your years of expertise, skill, knowledge into a profitable coaching consultancy profession without burning pockets. Absolutely. True. And with conviction, you can launch yourself. So some of you who are sitting on fence, do not hesitate to write to us at leadtalkpodcast@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. You never know, new fortune, new future is waiting for you, right? True. So with that, we want to get started. And I want to mention some of our previous interviews by some lovely coaches, Tammy Alvarez for Start Loving Your Mondays Again.
Yes.
Or Chuck Tanabush for Bulletproofing Your Business. And Coach Simona and Dev Sethi, please go and refer to those interviews. If you're new to us, we welcome you, but also take benefit of previous episodes. And some of our guests have given you lovely gifts. And some of them have also given you a link to book a time with them, which is most precious than anything. So do avail of that. And Dr. Gerald, with that, let's get started.
Oh, beautiful. Again, thank you, Coach Shilpa, for that elaborate and quite succinct introduction. Again, just encouraging our audience and our viewers to write to us. A Lead Talk Podcast, so that they're able to communicate their concerns to us. They're able to give ideas that they want aired, especially those who are looking for mentorship, because one of the things we've been talking about in the various episodes is mentoring for you to be successful. And you and I, we are here as products of mentorship, right? Because we wouldn't be ourselves if it hadn't been the mentorship of other people we have gone through. So in today's episode, our listener, we are going to focus on transitioning without making mistakes, because we know from our own experience, What took us pretty long is transitioning on our own, unaccompanied. It's like going to the forest from job to, when you're transitioning from job to private employment, it's like you are entering an Amazon forest, right? I'm sure you've heard about the Amazon forest in Brazil and all those countries, right?
Yeah.
It's vast. There's so many trees. There's so many animals, so many wild animals, right? It can be a little scary, right? So you can get lost. And so today's journey of career transition, we want to make it smoother because we have studied it quite deeply. We have experienced it. So as career transition experts, we are here to help you transition your journey in a smoother way. And this is why we want to share with you 7 strategies that will help you accelerate your client's journey fast. Now, as we explore this topic called Shilpa, we want to share these different strategies so that their clients do not go, they don't meander just like a river that has no clear direction, right? We want them to kind of flow as straight as possible so that they achieve the success they're looking for fast. And this topic is particularly important because, as we discussed in the previous episode, we see many coaches, especially new ones, overlook some of the success drivers, which we beautifully discussed. But today we want to be very proactive in terms of just identifying these strategies and encouraging you to follow them so that these drivers can be your principal perks, plus what we discussed in the previous episode to make you experience a fast growth of success for your clients. I know, Coach Shilpa, you are always good at taking on things. Take us from here.
Okay, sure. So let's first talk about why we even chose to talk about the strategies which will help our clients to achieve success fast.
Yes.
And as per our ritual and tradition, let's start with this quote which you brought into my consciousness, is that it's by Aldous Huxley, is that speed provides the one genuinely modern pleasure. Wow, that's
that
really
again.
Speed provides the one genuinely modern pleasure. Absolutely, because speed is equally important as good as success. And speedy success, it's something makes our journey worthwhile and more pleasurable rather than working very hard, struggling and waiting for to see that success, because we want to share that success with our loved ones also, right?
Exactly.
So today's episode is really to empower the new coaches to enable to meet their clients' expectation and become successful faster.
Exactly.
So we live in a fast-paced world, and clients also expect when they have a coach, when they have a mentor, the results should come faster. So by buying our coaching experience, they are buying speed for their progress, for their transformation. So that's why in today's episode, we will be addressing the strategies that you can adopt, you as coaches, to meet these expectations. So I am very grateful for Dr. Gerald to, you know, that when we were discussing to discuss this particular topic. So, so Dr. Gerald, I would like to say that thanks for choosing this topic actually for today. So what is that first strategy you would like us to talk about to help coaches, to help their clients achieve results quickly?
Oh, beautiful. I like the fact that you say we live in a fast-paced world.
And it is, yes.
Just to say that again, you see, when clients come to you as a coach, they're actually coming to accelerate their progress. They're raising their hands and say, okay, me on my own, I can move at 50 kilometers per hour, but I want to move at 150 kilometers per hour. So they come to you not to take them at the same space, the same pace, right? And so because the world is moving very fast, we're having AI, we have job losses, we have so many things happening today. So as a coach, this is something we have to be used to, that clients come to us because they want fast results. And so thank you, Coach Shilpa, for really bringing that point out so clearly. So the first strategy I want to talk about is, as a coach, for you to make them achieve success fast, is you help your clients define their goals very clearly.
Wow, yes, that's very important.
True, I agree with you, Coach. But defining the goals clearly is the number one point you begin with. However good you are as a coach, you're only as good as you help your client to be clear. That's important, let me say that. So however good you are, is only to the extent that you're able to help your clients get clarity on their goals. So work with your clients to identify specific and achievable goals they can focus on. Imagine you have 10 different focal points to focus on. You have this, you have this. Where will you focus? Just like if even in the wild, when we see animals hunting, do they usually chase different animals? They don't. Even in nature, it doesn't happen. They'll not get one. They won't, right? So this is what we as coaches need to help our clients focus on: something that's clear, focus on something that's definite. And so once this is achievable, that is specific, then we will help them to keep motivated. Because if you are moving towards one goal, the goal becomes closer and closer. And naturally, just like when in a train, in a bus, as you see the kilometers, 10 kilometers to the city, 5 kilometers to the city, 1 kilometer to the city, there's a way you feel enthusiastic, right? This is the same way our clients feel when you're driving them towards their goal, right? And this is why having clearly defined goals becomes very important, Coach Silver. So this will give them a sense of direction. And when there's clarity, there is an important component that I'm sure you, Coach Silver, and you audience, as you're listening to us, know, is the element of momentum. If we are now sure that we are going the right direction, we are moving closer to the city center, naturally we will build momentum. And when clients build momentum, they're likely to achieve their results fast. The results they're looking for, right? So that's important, yes. And so, Coach Silpa, the other important thing in addition to that is each client has a unique journey. So as we are defining these goals, you remember in our previous episode, we said it's important, challenge your clients, work with your clients, ask important questions, right? As we mentioned in our past, our 28th episode, I believe, where you ask the right questions. So you refine, you help the client refine clearly what they're looking forward to. So that way, it becomes a uniquely refined goal. And every client will have their own track going towards what they're supposed to do. And it is absolutely your responsibility, Coach Silpa, as a coach, to help your clients identify that uniquely authentic goal they are going after day in, day out, so that you guide them as your responsibility towards that
goal. Absolutely. I completely agree with that, because you are starting a journey with your client, and any journey without a defined goal will be a very vague and very confused journey. So defining the goal very clearly is the best strategy any coach can have. And while we talk about that, the immediate next strategy, what I can think of is that help your client to create a clear action plan, because it is not enough to have a goal unless you have a clear action plan and you start taking action, because without implementation, without action, there is no result.
I like that.
It would just remain a dream. So I loved that how we are taking our strategies also in a proper sequences that have a goal. Yes. Once the goal is defined, identified, work with your clients and insist for creation of a plan of action.
Yes.
And by plan of action, it should also have a timestamp and an element to that.
Yes.
Because this should include the specific steps that they can take to achieve their goals.
Exactly.
And it can also include a clear timeline for a particular action. Otherwise, this is going to go on forever, right? So with clear plan of action, clear time steps, timestamp for each action, client can have a an estimate or an idea, or they can foresee that when they can expect the results, when their things are going to change, what kind of changes would happen in their journey, right? And that is when they can also see the small wins on the way till they reach their final destination with you. So they can also keep winning on the way. And a clear action plan is like a map or a territory or a flight map, which makes pilot's life easy, because you can have a fast track of an operation if you're a pilot or a seller. If you have a map ready, you have your GPS system ready, and you know which direction you're going. So first setting goals, and then next strategy is having clear action plan. And that would help people to get best results for the clients. What would you say, Dr. Gerald, about this? And what would be the third strategy after this?
Oh, I love that. Before I go to the third strategy, I like the illustration you've kind of made, like a pilot or a sailor having a GPS, right? Like a map, right? Just imagine an action plan is like having a map or not having a map. If you're going to a new city, just imagine a new city, this is your business, right? Your coaching business. You go there without a map versus when you have a map. When you have a team that is working with you, your coaching team that's working with you. So you can imagine these are two different scenarios. So when you have a clear action plan, you would know when to do. And I like what Shilpa, what you said, there should be timestamps, right? So we know that February 14, March 17, and April 14, these are the days we are going to achieve 1, 2, 3 goals. And this way, the client becomes actually relaxed, right? Yeah. And once the client is relaxed, they build the momentum. And I love this. And so the third point that I want to build on, as you mentioned, as you requested me, is we need to help clients focus on the basics first.
Yes.
This is very important. Now, basics are the things that most people neglect.
Yes.
It's a human thing. We don't look at the ground around us. And this is what causes a lot of fights in human population. We always think the grass is greener on the other side, right?
Yes.
We forget that the grass is green where we are standing. It is green. It looks green on the other side because that person is watering it. Yes. How come we are not watering your own? So by looking down, by looking on the basics, we actually make our clients' journey faster in terms of success. So ensure that the clients focus on basics first. This means having good habits. And one of the things as coaches we need to be able to have our clients do is build on the foundational habits. And you remember, this is something I don't remember the episode we talked about, having the foundation, right? You talked about this. So that the clients are able to get habits that support them. Simple habits like sleep, like hydration, like nutrition. These help them have a strong foundation of health. And I remember, I know you're very conscious about your own health, because one of the key things I'm sure we've talked about many times is health, wealth without health is nothing.
Absolutely it is.
Yeah. So as a coach, you need to help your clients preserve their health. So when they become successful, they have more income. How can they enjoy the wealth? How can they create the impact, right? It's going to be problematic. So another important key dimension that I want to mention here, Coach Shilpa, is grounding our coaches in what we call the 9 key environments. Now, this is a concept that we cover in our program, the High Impact Coaching Program, where we help you help your client have holistic well-being in different areas, spiritual areas and social areas and all different levels of well-being. And so that way, by having that element of holistic health, then your client will have the necessary energy. psychologically, physically, and all that to go to the next level. And also we know, Coach Shilpa, based on science and our own experience, when the basics are well covered, clients are more likely to achieve results faster. Why? Because in a way you would say they are ducks are arranged in what? In a single row, right? When the ducks are arranged in a row, success becomes almost inevitable, God Silva.
Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree to that. And also glad that you brought about or talked about a concept about the holistic growth and the environments. Because when we go that deep, we are actually helping our client from all the fronts. Because even though, let's say you're a career coach, or let's say you're a mindset coach or a health coach, nutrition coach, but actually you're dealing with a human being. Yeah. We can't be neglecting other aspects of their life all the time, right? Though you may be an expert in one aspect of life. And that's what we do in our high impact coach program, that we make our coaches aware of the complete environments of their clients, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that's when you said like getting all the ducks in a row, which can make you feel relaxed and then more focused on the results you want to achieve. That's what we can do for the client. So that's absolutely amazing strategy, which takes me to the fourth strategy, Dr. Gerard.
Yes.
And that strategy is help to hold your clients accountable for their results.
Wow.
And this is the single most largest factor of the coaching industry, right? Yes. Hold your clients accountable, hold them to the highest standards for following through with their action plans. Yeah. Once you have a goal, once you have an action plan, and once you have your ducks in a row, what matters is you take consistent action. Yeah. Your clients take consistent action and you hold them accountable to that.
Yes.
And this can be achieved through connecting with them on a regular basis, the check-ins, the monitoring process, the trackers, or providing support when you feel this is not moving in the right direction or not at a right speed.
Yes.
And holding your client accountable is that many coaches take for granted.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where exactly the rubber meets the road. The success or delayed progress or even stagnation is all because of the accountability metrics of your program.
Yeah.
Right. So focus on that. And in fact, coaching relationship should be taken like a work of a farmer. I remember you mentioned that when we were discussing, if farmer is neglecting the farm, what's going to happen? The weeds are going to grow and they're going to take over the farm.
Yeah.
How much ever best seeds you use, how much ever acres of land you have, right?
Mm-hmm.
All that would be undermined by the weeds grow if you don't take action, if you don't have an accountability.
Yeah.
In the same manner, when the coach is slackens or coach neglects the accountability aspect, the client's progress is going to slow down and his old patterns and beliefs are going to show up again. So it's very important to have that accountability factor as a magic factor in your coaching course.
Yeah, I love this. I actually just got me kind of laughing, reflecting on the farmer in the garden and just and weeds growing over. Yeah, this is absolutely fantastic, Coach Shilpa, because you see, the human mind is actually like a garden. If you do nothing, weeds grow.
Yeah,
And so a coaching relationship is similar. If there's no accountability, if there's no follow through, yes, there may be plans, there may be all these goals, but then, because as the client is doing his or her work, family comes in the way, maybe the job comes, maybe other businesses, maybe different things come in the way. And so this is where accountability is really, really important, because as a coach, you're like, you help the client. You are kind of co-driving the car, right? So and say, okay, Gerard, we agreed by March 14th, this is supposed to be our goal. How far are we? Right.
Yeah.
So the client will like, oh my God, I need to go back. Right. So the client goes back. So your responsibility as a coach, so to say, is to take the client back, so that the weeds don't grow. By weeds here, we mean them failing to meet their goals. Because if you work with your clients, you remember we say the first strategy is to have clear goals. And then second strategy, have a clear action plan. So when you have your goal and action plan is there, Accountability is what makes sure they meet the timelines. That's why we have accountability. And one of the things, as Coach Shilpa, we're talking behind the scenes, is that we want to make our accountability so powerful that the clients don't have a chance to slacken. We don't allow them to grow weeds, right, in their plants, because we don't want the weeds to choke their beautiful flowers that they're raising.
So, beautiful, yes.
Yeah, so we with that, I believe, Coach Shilpa, we are ready to go to the next strategy. Would you want to say something before that?
No, absolutely. I believe that accountability, as you rightly said, is the best factor. In fact, that is the backbone of even health industry. When you know all the facts of how diets work, and maybe what kind of diet you should follow and all that. But the day you signed up with nutritionist, you know you have to go and stand on that scale next week, right? And that's when you take an action, and that's when you see the result. So that's how accountability works, absolutely. So take it away, Dr. Gerald, for strategy number 5.
Oh, I love that. I love the example of standing on the scale. We all fear the scale, right? Yes, it's a natural human. And so you see, that fear is an element of accountability. So let's go to the next strategy.
Yes.
So the fifth strategy, Coach Shilpa, that helps clients to get results very fast is helping them to ensure the consistent communication with you, right? So your responsibility as a coach is communicate consistently with them. And that builds on the fourth strategy. Fourth strategy, we said, is accountability. So accountability cannot happen if there's no consistent communication. So here, Coach Shilpa, what we're emphasizing and what we'd like our clients to learn and pay attention to is they should always open lines, like have open line of communication with your client. Now, when you do this, this will build trust between you and the client. And the interesting thing is that when there's trust between you and your clients, this leads to greater success. It's actually like a glue, right? It's a glue of success, because trust is something that would allow the client to open their hearts to you. And as you go deeper in your coaching relationship, you realize that when clients trust you, they open very deep stuff into your hands.
Yeah.
They kind of trust you. Some of the deep, deep secrets, some of the deep, deep troubles that they probably haven't shared with other people, they will open up to you. In a way, a coaching relationship is a therapeutic relationship. It's a healing relationship, because science shows that many people actually want to achieve results, but how come few achieve results? It's because of many things that trap coaching clients. And so by opening a clear communication, consistent communication, trust is going to build up. And when trust builds, then they will trust you. And then another reason why consistent communication is important is that it will allow the client to feel comfortable. It goes by process, right? Consistent communication, trust, and when there's trust, comfort comes. And this is psychological comfort. They actually, you give them psychological air, right? This is one of my mentors calls it. By having a good relationship with a client, you give them psychological air. So I just wanted to imagine.
Yes.
Air is taken out of the room. What happens? You begin to gasp for air, right?
Suffocated,
you get suffocated. So psychological air is the same thing when you have a good relationship with your client. It's like
that's
when so thank you. So when they come to your presence, they feel something they can't explain, but there's something your clients will say, oh my God, I feel good, I feel happy. So that is what we mean by psychological air, right?
Yeah,
so it's just like the gasping physical, and this is the gasping psychological, because people want to be
beautiful
understood.
Metaphor.
Thank you. Thank you. Because people want, all of us, we have babies in us, all of us. So we want to be understood, we want to be listened to, and we want to be respected. So by consistent communication with your clients, trust builds, comfort builds, Then the next is we give them that psychological air. And when we give them psychological air, they will feel very, very comfortable with us. And that significantly increases their odds of beating failure, because then they trust you. They're able to say, you know, I'm having a difficult relationship with my spouse. My child is doing like this. What can I do? So instead of hiding that mine in their life away from you, they will be able to share, trust you enough to share their family issues with you. And then as a coach, you help them overcome that. And by you overcoming that, you are removing that roadblock from their life. And that's where success comes in Coach Shilpa. So in our own experience, I'm sure you'll agree with me that we need to be able to create this environment. And in so communicating, we also need to use different channels of communication so that both you and your clients are comfortable and you keep building this trust and trust and trust so that one thing leads to the other.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. And I love the way you said it's a psychological air. It's like it's as much required for your breathing and living. Mm-hmm. It's as much required for having the coach and coachee relationship. Also, when you say that it's very important to have open lines of communication to build more trust and comfort, mm-hmm. is that you provide that safe space for them so that they can be themselves, mm-hmm. and they can share very openly, because one thing can always lead to other, right? Yes. Some issue in health can be because of some issue in their career or relationship. Unless we are talking about all the things, mm-hmm. we would not know why there is a restriction in somebody's progress or a growth, where that person is getting that limiting belief from, right? Exactly. So the psychological air is absolutely must for breathing.
I really like that. And Coach Shilpa, I think that takes us to the sixth strategy. So would you want us to talk about, or you want to elaborate more on psychological air?
No, absolutely. I mean, let's go to strategy six, which is like people are waiting to learn two more strategies from us.
Okay, beautiful. Yeah. So with strategy six, listener, what is important here is we need to celebrate the success of our clients.
Yeah. Yes.
Why is this important? I'm very sure, Coach Shilpa, this is something you do. I've seen you do it. I know you like to do it. And this is why it's important as we are talking. This is something that many people don't do. Many coaches don't do. They're like, okay, they're like tempered. They're like tempered celebration, if you may, right? So, but yes. What we find works is you have to really celebrate every win of your coaching relationship. Every little win should be celebrated. And when you celebrate success, no matter how small, it is going to have what we have called compound interest. Now, those of you who are good with finances will understand what compound interest does. Little, but it builds. So when you celebrate success of your clients, you put compound interest on compound interest.
Yeah.
Of success. And that is very important. And so what this does is it helps the clients to keep motivated. And when they're motivated, it does what we call a positive reinforcement. And so they will want always to bring positive changes in their life. It's like they are good, they would want to be excellent and super excellent and go on and on and on. This is human nature, because once we have achieved one element of success, we want to achieve more, right? So when you celebrate your clients, it helps them to feel appreciated and energized. And I just a few minutes ago, I mentioned that within each one of us, we have a baby. A kind of baby. We all want to be appreciated.
Yeah, yes.
Even if you're 60 years old, if you're listening, you were once, just a couple of years ago, you're a baby. And you still are a baby, really. If your mom is there, right? You still will continue to be a baby. But let's put that aside. But how this works at a deep psychological level is that there's what we call Hawthorne effect. It's a psychological phenomenon where when people know they're being observed, that when they know there's expectation out of them, they will meet that expectation, right?
Wow, so that's beautiful.
Yes, yes. I love this because I thought it's important we bring this out.
Yeah. Please repeat what is this effect so people know it.
Yeah, so with Hawthorne effect, what happens is that when I know you expect good stuff out of me, because I know you're observing me, right? I know that by Friday, you expect me to produce this result. That knowledge of observation is just like when you have CCTV, even if there's nothing inside. When somebody sees a CCTV, it will modify their behavior automatically, even if it is not, there's no camera inside.
Not working, yeah.
Exactly. So this is Hawthorne effect. So when your coaching client knows and always experiences celebration with you, they will be looking forward to another celebration. And what happens is that they will be kind of forced to produce results, hoping and waiting to receive another celebration with you. This works very interestingly. It works with
everybody. That's beautiful. And I remember when we started a coaching journey,
yes,
and we understood the importance of celebrating win.
Yes.
I was still very restrictive with celebrating wins because when, especially if you work in a corporate environment and a very high senior management position,
yes,
you don't celebrate wins. You always look for what is left to be done, what has to be done, what needs to be completed, and you become very logical and perfectionist and error-free world you want to see around, right?
Yes.
And that's when you stop celebrating anything small in life.
Yes.
And when we understood the importance of this, I initially used to, I'm being vulnerable here, is that I initially used to have troubles celebrating small win. I used to feel, okay, this is fine. This is just a work. Like, I still need to get more done. I still have to complete this. Still, this is pending, right?
Yes.
So that kind of a mindset. But once I understood the importance of this effect, is that I started celebrating my small things, right? Even when I ask my client, and some of them, just being my older version, they will say, no, it was just a regular week. We were working hard, all those things. Hey, you are here. You are present in spite of all this work. That's a win.
Yeah.
You could take this time off for your personal development. Hey, I could spend some peaceful time for dinner with my family.
Exactly.
That could be my win.
Exactly.
Unless and until we help clients celebrate this, they would not realize that they are winning every single day.
Exactly.
In some way or the other, and start living a real holistic life, because we also want to have them the rich quality of life, not only the quantity, right?
Exactly.
So I love this, and that takes us to the final strategy, Dr. Gerald, which is about helping your focus on continuous improvement, which we call a Kaizen effect, or, you know, continuous improvement. So holding your clients responsible for continuous improvement while you celebrate their wins, while you have the plans, while you have the goals, is encourage them to continuously improving while setting new goals. Because there is always the next level, what we believe, right?
Exactly.
There is always the next level. So also help them continuously refine their action plan and achieve new goals. Because when they start with you, but 1 month after that or 3 months after that, they would have renewed abilities to perform better.
Yeah.
So hold them to the higher standards according to that. And this will also help to ensure that they continue to see progress over time.
Yeah.
And this practice of Kaizen, which is continuous improvement in Japanese, is one of the reasons why Japanese companies have shown the dominance over the world by a continuous improvement and not stopping taking a halt. Because when you see some significant progress, how can we make it better? How this can still be better, how this can be easier, how this can be faster.
Yeah.
So when your client focuses and understands the Kaizen approach, their results are going to flow in much faster and at a much larger scale.
Yeah, I love that. I really love that. So go on.
Yeah, so these are the seven strategies. And for quick summarization for our client, for our audience, how they can create the best impact for their clients. We discussed in previous episode the 5 minutes. mistakes, how to repair them. Mm-hmm. But after learning the mistakes, what's important to have strategies to get your clients' results fast. And I just would want to summarize with your permission, Dr. Gerard, seven key strategies. Strategy number one, help your client define their goals very clearly.
Yeah.
Once you help them define their goals, strategy number two is help your clients to create a clear action plan with a timestamp. Strategy number three is help your clients to focus on their basics first, have a strong foundation.
True.
Strategy four, most important, most critical, is hold your clients accountable.
Yeah.
That is what's going to make the real difference and a magic in their world. True. Right? Strategy number five, as you said, like having that psychological air, is that ensure consistent communication with your clients to build trust and comfort level and that safe space for them to share their innermost feelings with you.
Yes.
Strategy number six is celebrate small wins and success of your client and make them realize they're winning day by day. And last but not the least, strategy number seven is help your clients to focus on continuous improvement on Kaizen part of their life. That way they will get the results not only faster, but at a much, much larger scale. So Dr. Gerard.
I always when you do the summary, they're just beautiful. I just love that. And really these seven strategies, dear listener, I believe you've taken notes. Listen to this again and share again. These are important strategies. If we knew these strategies, our coaching journey would have been much, much smoother. Some of these we discovered along our way. Some of them, obviously, we learned from our mentors. And some of them, we have developed them as we've gone through. And this is why we wanted to share these seven strategies. And Coach Shilpa has beautifully elaborated on them and summarized them. And when you listen to this again, take notes and see if you're ready into the world of coaching, see which elements are you missing, right? Which element do you need to add so that you can really fast track the success your clients enjoy? And as we mentioned in the previous episode, if you're interested in turning your passion into a profitable profession, and we know from today's world that because people are moving away from the traditional education to client-based education, to one-on-one kind of education. And this gives coaching a unique foot, right? And I'm sure you've read on Google or on many other platforms, the level of personal education, the level of personal growth. Right now, people do not just want to learn from books on their own. People love to learn from coaches.
Yeah.
So if your expert is in nutrition, would encourage you to become a nutrition coach. If it is finance, become a finance coach so that you can package that information and begin to help people at a larger scale. If that is your passion, we'd like to encourage you to write to us at leadtalkpodcast@gmail.com so that we can help you in your journey of transition so that you can turn this passion into a profitable profession and really serve people on a larger scale rather than what you're doing at the moment, right? And so one of the things Coach Shilp and I have done is we've set up a team who would be able to reach out to us, to you, when you write to us so that we can also get back to you, and then we schedule probably a call so we get to understand your needs, to see where you're in this journey of transition, and so that you can be part of a one-on-one program or the part of the group coaching, which is the High Impact Coach program, where we're going to help you become the coach you are, right?
Yes, so that you're successful.
Yes. So Coach Shilpa, maybe you want to say something, go on.
Yes, absolutely. So, yes, just in addition to what you said, everybody, every one of you who is here or who's listening this, believe that this is for a reason.
Yeah.
And don't get restricted by your limiting beliefs because this is something I have not done. I do not know how to do. These are just the ways which can be figure outable. It is not that something should come in your way. So stop coming in your own way. Believe in your unique abilities and absolutely reach out to us so that we can help you to turn your years of expertise, knowledge, skill, wisdom into a profitable profession and what could be the right way of doing it so that you achieve your success faster, easier, and in a better manner. So do reach out to us at leadtalkpodcast@gmail.com so that you get best help at the right time. So you don't have to struggle on your own. So that. While we would like to thank you for your attention, we also invite you to read and download the resources. Mm-hmm. We have put in this episode and the previous episode for you to be successful in leadership, career, career transitioning, coaching and consulting journey. Mm-hmm. And even if you're a business owner already. Yeah. If you're new, subscribe, download and share these episodes with your colleagues, family and the loved ones who would benefit most from all this information. Join our private leadership career transition communities and follow us on social media because we want to keep adding value to you at every available platform. And do not hesitate to reach out to us for your personal consultation, coaching, mentoring mm-hmm. and group speaking needs as well, guest speaking yeah. needs as well. Mm-hmm. Write to us at leadtalkpodcast@gmail.com mm-hmm. and we are here to help you to create the better life, the create the dream life of yours, meet your aspirations at a faster speed. Absolutely. So do not allow yourself to get swollen by your limiting beliefs mm-hmm. and the thought process. Choose your higher self and let's make 2023 your best year ever. So over to you, Coach Gerald, to sum it up and close.
Absolutely. I just want to again thank you for staying with us till the end. I'm sure we've shared stuff that would change your mind, change your life. And as Coach Shilpa said, do not allow fear to take over you. I'm sure as a nutritionist, as a nurse, as a doctor, as an accountant, whoever you are in your profession, you are knowledgeable enough to turn that knowledge into a profitable profession. Remember why you joined that profession? It was to serve people. But are you only supposed to serve people in one institution? How your life would be if you can do that on a global scale? Maybe a regional yes. scale, a regional scale, maybe a national scale. That is all up to you. The good news is you are not on this journey alone. We are here with you. And that's why we invite you to write to us at leadtalkpodcast@gmail.com so that you can begin this journey and transition, not on your own, lost in the forest. No, we will walk along with you so that your journey of coaching training and coaching transformation will be super easy, very fruitful, yes. and 2023 becomes a year of success. So we'd like to thank you once again and we'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
See you. Now. Bye. Take
Bye. Care. Take care.